60-54, and joined by Emporia State coach Toby Wynn. And same song, different. You need it turned up? Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Same song, different verse, unfortunately, tonight. Coach, again, good first quarter. I thought that first quarter was something to build off of. Unfortunately, your ball club wasn't able to do that tonight.
Yeah, no, we're not. You know, obviously, just not doing a very good job coaching my team right now. I got to find a way to get these guys to play better and to get these guys to have some more confidence in themselves and to get these guys to be able to do the things that I know they're capable of. We see it all the time. I've seen what they're capable of. I know what they're able to do. And for whatever reason right now, our confidence is wavering. And as a coach, like I gotta do some things to be able to try to turn this thing around to get these guys back playing at the level that I know they're capable of playing at. And I'm just not doing a very good job right now, coaching my team.
I thought that first quarter was hopefully a good sign. Unfortunately, things didn't. That second quarter, both teams got off to a really, I guess, bad start scoring the ball. It wasn't until about halfway through the second quarter when either team finally scored a basket. But from about halfway or about 3 minutes left to go in that second quarter on, Central Oklahoma was just able to get shots to fall.
Yeah, the game of basketball, right? We talk about it. You got to be able to put the ball in the basket. And, they played some 2-3 zone against us. Nobody's really zoned us yet. Everybody's been playing man against us. And so, even though we play zone and work in zone offense stuff, we're still having to, do some zone offense things against these guys. And, we're trying to move the basketball. And we're getting some really clean, wide-open looks and having some opportunities. But we got to be able to put the ball in the basket. And, we can't sustain a level of pressure and press – a little bit like we have been, all season long to this point because, at just 3 games in 6 days, we're not going to have the legs and energy to be able to do that kind of stuff. And so, we couldn't really generate a lot of points off of turnovers. And then we got loose with the basketball against their zone, like some of the decisions and passes we were making. It was hard for our players, to be able to adjust and see that. So I've got to be able to kind of rein these guys in a little bit somehow and try to figure out a way to try to get us to the level and get us back playing to the level that we need to be able to play at to win these games. Those last 2 games on the road, 3 for 29 from 3 and 9 for 41. We shot 41 threes here tonight. But that's what teams are going to do in this league. Like, coaches copy each other, and they're going to copy us, and they're going to pack it in there, and they're going to make it difficult for us to be able to get, inside baskets and paint touches and that kind of stuff. They're going to force us to make perimeter shots. We got to step up and make them.
Well, Coach, have a safe trip back to Emporia. We'll see you tomorrow on Hornet Talk.
All right.
We'll see you also on Thursday at White Auditorium.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn joining us here on postgame. Again, the Lady Hornets go down to defeat 66-57 at the hands of Central Oklahoma. When we come back, we'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty right after this timeout as we get set for the men's game. Our final score again, Central Oklahoma 66, the Emporia State Lady Hornets 57. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Selling you a car is just the first step in forming a relationship. Service after the sale is something to be proud of at John North Ford. At John North Ford, they feel that when you purchase a car, van, SUV, or truck, you become part of the Ford family. Customer satisfaction is their number one product. If you've purchased a vehicle in the past or are in the market, some things have changed at John North Ford. Stop in for a cup of coffee and let's get to know each other. John North Ford, West Highway 50, where service after the sale isn't out of style.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction offers residential, ag, and commercial metal roofing. Shoal offers designer rib steel, including standing seam or screw-down panels or stone-coated steel. Shoal Construction has financing available with low monthly payments. When it's time for a new metal roof, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. That's 620-591-2907. Find them on Google or Facebook. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
The following is a presentation of Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
It's time now for the Craig Doty Show. Brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.